Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It's the Brett Winterbull Show, and I'm always happy when I get time with our next guest. Very good friend of the show and a great friend to everybody out there in the world that's seeking freedom, especially in the wake of the tyranny we're seeing coming out of China. He is Gordon Chang. Follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. And it's great to have you back on the program, Gordon.
It's great to be on the program, Brett, so thank you.
You know, for the average person who is only casually sort of watching the ebbs and flows of what's happening with our challenges against the People's Republic of China, can you sort of unpack at a macro level the stakes here with what's going on with Taiwan? I think many people understand that Taiwan is an ally of the United States, but sort of what it is that China is attempting to project and accomplish through their ends against the people of Taiwan.
Well, China is trying to intimidate Taiwan because it believes that Taiwan is its 34th province, but the people in Taiwan believe that they are a sovereign state, which they appear to be. And Beijing right now is particularly active for two reasons. First of all, they think that President Biden isn't able to oppose them. This was their propaganda narrative as Kabul fell, that the U.S. was incapable, not able to win wars anymore. But also, and this may even be more important, that Beijing right now is going through political turmoil. Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, is being attacked for all sorts of policy mistakes. And I think he's lashing out to try to create some sort of political unanimity behind him. And it's probably not working because China's problems right now internally are really quite severe.
Are we in a position to exploit those internal divisions and problems, or are they so insulated, Gordon, that we really can't do much to take advantage of what it is that we're seeing in terms of his challenges?
We can always do a lot, whether there's political turmoil in Beijing or not, and that is to cut economic relations and ties with China, because we're feeding a monster. I don't know why we're doing this, but through trade, through investment, through technical cooperation agreements, we're empowering a state that calls us an enemy. And that is just insane. When historians look back at this, they're going to wonder how this could have occurred.
When we look at this bigger picture, there was a minor development here just in these last hours indicating that the Biden team is operating sort of in line with the WTO stuff that the Trump administration was doing. We know that in the last few weeks, and believe me, I'm a partisan like anybody else, but in the last few weeks, you know, we've seen some commonality between Australia, the United States, and challenging China in that regard with the UK. Are they approaching this? Is any of the stuff that they're doing right and effective, or are they just blowing it all the way?
Well, the Australia-UK U.S. tie-up called AUKUS is a really good thing. It's a security pact, and it's a signal to Beijing that free societies are coming together. The way it was put together by the Biden administration, you know, they get an A for strategic vision, they get an F for implementation, because what we did was we really angered France. They withdrew their ambassador for the first time in, 280 years?
Yep.
This was incredibly bad implementation. John Kerry, giving an interview in Europe, said that Biden didn't know that the French were upset.
Right.
If that's the case, then, you know, Biden is just completely incapable, because obviously that was going to happen when they put the deal together, because the deal contemplated that Australia would terminate its submarine contract with France.
Gordon Chang joining us here on the program. We're looking at this bottleneck that's taking place, this supply crunch that is happening, especially off the coast of the of Long Beach, California. Is China in a position to make life much more difficult for us moving forward? And what's the lesson that we need to take from this? Is this a moment at which American companies, corporations, citizens can wake up to the realities that we need to source our own materials here in this hemisphere? Or is it still going to be the same old that we've been seeing for all these years?
Well, first of all, Americans should take away that lesson you talk about, that we should be making our products either in America or at least on this side of the Pacific, because it's not only the problem of the ships tied up in Long Beach. You got even more ships tied off of Chinese ports, and you've got all sorts of problems. You got the COVID lockdowns in China, the rolling power blackouts, all sorts of things that are going on over there, only some of which we know. And when you have problems on both sides of the Pacific, this supply chain disaster is monumental.
Final question for you. Always generous with your time, Gordon. As you look at this situation in front of us, what is something that we ought to be paying attention to relative to China and the United States? Is there a particular event looming or something like that we ought to be looking at that you're looking at closely?
That would be COP26, which is the climate conference in Glasgow next month. Biden has a climate czar, John Kerry, right, who has basically said he's willing to give up everything in order to get an enhanced climate deal. Oof. That undermines the security of the United States. But, you know, Kerry said he wasn't going to trade away everything for climate when the administration first came in. Now he actually admitted he was going to do that. This is really, really bad, Brett.
So we're talking Paris Accords on steroids, then, is what we're potentially looking at.
Well, that's what Kerry wants. Yeah. But, you know, it's not going to work. China's never going to honor any climate deal, even if he can get one.
Yeah. I encourage everybody out there in the sound of my voice, check out Gordon Chang on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Always so generous with your time. We appreciate you stopping by on the program today, and all the best, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, Brett. You too.
Take care.